This is news from North Country Public Radio.
In 1990, an elderly dairy farmer in central New York was accused of killing his brother. Best-selling author John Clinch uses the real story as a basis for his novel, Kings of the Earth. Our book reviewer, Betsy Capis, talked to Clinch at his home in Plymouth, Vermont, about his new book.
Truly, I think fact is stranger than fiction in this particular novel. The real story might even be stranger than your book. And I'm wondering if you could just really quickly tell something about the real story that got you going on this novel.
Yeah, well, the real story that sort of lurks behind or was the springboard for Kings of the Earth was the story of the Ward brothers of Munnsville, New York. Sort of the trial, think of it as the tragedy of the Ward brothers. There were four of them, and they lived together and sort of slept in the same bed and worked in the same paths every day, the way that my Proctor brothers do. I have three Proctor brothers, and the world gave us four Ward brothers. They're all dead now. But what happened was sometime in 1990, of these brothers who, as I said, slept together, worked together, one morning when they woke up, there were only three of them left. One of them had died. What that meant was that subsequently one of the brothers was charged with the murder of the brother who had passed on in the night. And the question then becomes, what really did happen in that dark, dark place out in the countryside, outside the town of Oneida, where there was no one around to witness, no one around to see what might have happened, not a whole lot in the way of evidence, and a brother who had been, as they say, having trouble holding his water, sleeping in the same bed with his brother. Was there a chance that he had died from something other than natural causes? The brother who was charged with the murder was indeed tried. He became something of a cause celeb in Munnsville, even though the brothers were people who were generally, you know, sort of not the most popular men in town, given the way they lived, the way they smelled, and so on. As time went by, the trial arrived, and the brother who was charged, whose name was Delbert was found not guilty. And that's sort of the way the story ended. As I say, the brothers are all dead now, and the interest that I had in it sort of sprang, at least at one level, from the unknowability of their story. I think a lot of people, even though Delbert was not convicted, I think an awful lot of people, and probably a lot of people on the jury, felt that he may have done it anyway, if I can put it that way.
Yeah. Well, it's, yeah. You know, in your story, I've got to say that your brothers are very sympathetic. To me, they were. This is a very rural story. The men live on a dairy farm in the middle of nowhere and never leave it. And I just, this will lead me into a little bragging about this book. Last summer in Oprah's summer reading issue, your book, Kings of the Earth, was the lead choice of a book in that magazine, which a little surprised me. I would assume the readers of Oprah are...
I think it surprised my publisher.
Yeah. Well, the readers of that magazine, I think, are women, black and white, and urban and suburban. And, you know, why does this book appeal to that demographic?
I think what appealed to people is the humanity of it, that we have here these abundantly strange, peculiar men who are sort of, you know, they're described in the course of the book as, you know, being sort of like the old man in the mountain, or being like trolls or elves or from some antique story, and people perceive them in all kinds of ways that aren't quite normal, and yet they're human. They're people that we feel sympathetic toward, and I think that part, the kind of warmth that the brothers have for one another,
yes,
the kind of warmth that their neighbor Preston Hatch has for all of them. And the kind of warmth, ultimately, that the state police investigator feels for all of them.
Right.
Even though he didn't start out that way. I mean, a novel is supposed to be about someone who changes mm-hmm. over the course of X number of pages, and that state trooper changes in his understanding of them and his understanding of their humanity. And I think it's that humanity,
yeah.
that kind of growing warmth and patience surrounding something a little odd.
You know, I was also say for readers, it sounds like this is a pretty heavy-duty book, but there's also a lot of humor in this book, particularly Preston, the busybody neighbor. Was that a conscious choice to make some light, funny parts too?
Well, you know, life is all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. My first novel, Finn, was abundantly serious from front to back. I think only my daughter and I think that there are any jokes in it at all. And
yeah.
She's right. But
yeah, I guess this one is light compared to that one. I got to admit,
it is. Yeah. It is. This is a Sunday romp in the park compared to Finn. So
well, and I want to read a tiny little section just so our readers can hear. You know, you've been. I'll say this. You've been compared to Faulkner. It's very rich writing. Here's just a tiny little section. This is Preston talking, the next door neighbor, talking about when he first met the Proctor brothers. I don't think Lester's family ever knew about the Depression or recognized they'd been through it. It was all the same to them. My father started our new house in 1931, and we moved in the next summer. And I thought we were moving in alongside what these days you'd call a bunch of Okies. They looked like they'd grown up out of the dirt, and now here the dirt was strangling them back down again, choking them right off. Of course, that was just my own idea, coming from town the way I did. Any advice to our listeners who like to write? What would you tell them about writing, what you've learned?
A few things. One, the main thing is apply butt to seat.
Yeah.
You don't ever. I meet a lot of people who say, "Oh, I have a great novel in me," and I say, "Well, okay, that's good for you."
Yeah.
Yeah, good for you. Sit down and see if you can get it out there. And the other thing is, as you hinted, I mean, I think there were five or six novels before Finn. It was, I call it sort of a do-it-yourself MFA program, really. I didn't go to school, but I put myself through the process of doing it until I figured out how to do it.
That's author John Clinch from his home in Plymouth, Vermont, talking about his new novel, Kings of the Earth. He was interviewed by Betsy Capis.
Digital distribution of North Country Public Radio news and features is funded by gifts from listeners like you. Join us at ncpr.org.